sitting outside on my patio this weekend, my attempts at reading the Sunday paper were thwarted by an unmistakable buzzsaw-like song. I could hear but not see the culprit. With my kids at my heels, I ascended a nearby pine tree to pinpoint the noise and locate its source. Just a few limbs up, my son found a stout, 1-inch-long, black and green insect loudly calling out. My daughter knew it instantly. It was a cicada. Bearing the name Dog Day Cicada, this insect emerges during the dog days of summer in the Mid-Atlantic region and hangs around through Labor Day. Unlike their more famous cousins, the periodic kind that arrive every 17 years, these cicadas emerge summer after summer. The loud, noisy call the male cicadas make can be heard up to a mile away. Desperate to find mates, they make this sound not from rubbing their wings together as crickets do, but by flexing their timbals, which are drum-like organs found in their abdomens. Small muscles rapidly pull the timbals in and out of shape, sort of like a child's click toy. The sound is intensified by the cicada's mostly hollow abdomen. There are more than 190 varieties of cicada in North America, and nearly 4,000 varieties of cicadas around the world. They exist on every continent but Antarctica. All cicadas are physically distinguished by their broad heads, clear membrane wings, and large compound eyes. The life cycle of this insect has fascinated humans for thousands of years. In fact, several cultures, such as the ancient Chinese, regarded cicadas as powerful symbols of rebirth. To start, many males get together at the tops of trees to call the females. After mating, the female slices a twig open and lays her eggs inside it. They'll hatch 6 weeks later. As nymphs, the young cicadas leave the tree and burrow into the ground. Nymphs live underground for 3 years, sucking juices from tree roots. In the summer of their third year, the nymphs crawl out of the ground and ascend nearby trees. Partway up, nymphs will discard their alien-like pupal shells and become adult dog day cicadas. Strangely, adult cicadas drink, but they don't eat. So after mating, they'll die and fall from their trees. As a group, cicadas are called a cloud or a plague, but they don't cause the same biblical destruction as another insect you might think of. Locusts, which are grasshoppers with chewing mouthparts, are not even related to cicadas. Cicada mouthparts are designed only to suck on plant fluids. Tens of thousands of cicadas may crowd onto a single acre and can overwhelm and damage young trees by feeding and laying eggs, but older trees escape without serious damage, though dog day cicada numbers are usually not quite so immense. They are kept in check by many native predators, including a great number of birds. They are also a favorite food of copperhead snakes. A wasp, called the cicada killer, even specializes in dog day cicadas. A female cicada killer will sting and paralyze a dog day cicada and place it underground with one of her eggs to feed the developing larva. Haven't heard a cicada lately? Their songs can most often be heard just before dusk around 5 p.m. in areas with large trees, either deciduous or pine. Now is the best time to hear them before the dog days of summer are truly over. To learn more about cicadas and other amazing insects, visit your local nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.